king. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Tuesday, July the 11th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to mention that this segment brought to you by the First Congressional District Republican Committee. They're going to be doing a cowboy western barbecue. It's going to be Wednesday, July 30th. 8715 South Green Road down in McBain, Michigan. That's down in Maumee County. It is a fundraiser for the 1st Congressional District. Come join us as we celebrate cowboys, jeans, and cowboy boots. An old-fashioned Western barbecue. They're going to have speakers there. Bernadette Smith, the Vice Chair of the Michigan Republican Party, is one of the guest speakers, as well as Jason Jones. He's the Director, CEO of Omni Intelligence, based in Texas. He's a frequent guest on Newsmax, nationally recognized authority and speaker on the Mexican cartels. He's going to have some really good insight as to what we need to know about dealing with the Mexican cartels, what they do in trafficking, what they do with drugs, human trafficking, and many other things, is one of their speakers. Also, Judge Mark Boonstra, author of the book In Their Own Words, talking about the origins of the United States Constitution. This is a fundraising event. If you'd like this flyer, text me first, the number 1ST. I have this flyer stored in my phone. I'll send it to you. They're asking folks to RSVP by Friday, July 25th. So that's basically 2 weeks from this Friday. If you'd like to get your tickets and come and support the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, text me first, the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer. There's also a way you can do this by email or by phone. The treasurer, Jeffrey, can be reached at 231-510-7877. Or you can mail them a check at their P.O. box. I'll have all this information available for you. Just text me first, the number 1ST. Vicki and I are planning on going down to the event. Hope to see you guys there. Again, it's going to be on Wednesday, July 30th. That's going to be basically 3 weeks from tomorrow. So you have plenty enough time to get your tickets, share it, carpool with some folks. You can also check it out online go to MIFIRST.org/events. And you get all the information there as well. They're going to have local live band. Wyatt and Amber Howie are going to be the music talent. And it's going to be a great time. Going to be serving a roast pork dinner, baked beans, corn on the cob, all the fixings, as well as cheesy potatoes and homemade desserts. So it is a fundraiser. The program will open up at 4:30. Social hour is from 5 to 6. The program will start at 6 o'clock Wednesday, July 30th. Again, text me first, the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer. Short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. One of the stories that I've been following was when Governor Gretchen Whitmer was out of the country. She was on an economic trip with Quentin Messer Jr. the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Attorney General Dana Nessel served a search warrant and performed a raid on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's headquarters down in Lansing. Well, now the political pundits are asking, will there be political implications from the Attorney General's investigation into Faye Baydoun and the MEDC? Well, one of the pundits, Hemman, said, well, it depends on what the investigation digs up. A big splashy headline about the investigation is fun messaging for Republicans for a day or two. But you got to come up with something there for to have any sort of staying power. And right now, while it certainly looks greasy, it still looks like legislative politics. And as you know, legislative politics is greasy. He said, as it stands right now, that there isn't much to have any implications for anyone. Unless the investigators find something that rises above the level of your typical legislative greasiness. Well, the somewhat conservative political consultant John Selleck said the implications could end up coming down the road. But the public wasn't seeing the scandal as being tied necessarily to any specific candidate. Any pressure on the governor's approval rating is far more likely to come from rising unemployment rates. But media coverage of this is growing and giving the issue a rightly deserved focus. However, he did say it's kind of interesting that a drama is being created between the Attorney General's investigators, the MEDC's counsel, that has played out now in news headlines could actually put more focus on Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, than Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Beyond Whitmer, who's not running for office again, being term limited, the only other person you could possibly tie this to would be her Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist running for governor, his campaign. You don't love that this is your name and how you're being dragged into it. Will this be something that will come up in the Democrat primary? Selleck went on to say that would be very fascinating. Could it be something used in the primary? Ultimately, if he wins, could it be used against him in the general election? Well, we'll see if in the House and Senate elections, where Democrats refuse to firmly step away from being involved in this investigation, the problem is it happened on their watch. It also happens to be a Democrat-controlled governor who appointed the CEO, as well as a Democrat who received the money. $20 million grant that basically did not produce any business creation, no job creations. And the biggest headline of the whole thing was she spent $4,500 on a coffee maker. Well, Selleck went on to say the steps are going to be very interesting to see where the Democrats come out on the record on this issue. Well, another consultant, Taylor, said he doubts it's going to have much impact and he doesn't see it going away anytime soon. I think there'll be some infighting here and it'll be interesting just to see how the folks choose to address this issue. The fact that Whitmer isn't running for governor again will not negatively impact her at all. I disagree. Taylor, I'm going to take exception with your comments. while she may not be running for governor again, she will be running for president in 2028. And if it was her appointed CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation that chose to give the grant to a Democrat who basically stole the money, did not do anything that the grant was supposed to create, is going to be a big, big, I think, black eye in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's resume. Lastly, Taylor went on to say, if this was a different time in politics, this could end up being a massive scandal. However, this just goes to show you just how far we have fallen. The scandals like this, well, the overall answer in Lansing right now is we'll worry about this later. Lastly, the Republican consultant Delisle said there'll be nothing that comes from this investigation. Absolutely nothing. Well, we shall see. And the main reason she's saying that, of course, is the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. This is the very first Democrat that she's investigated the entire time she's been the top law enforcement officer in our state. To this point, she's only gone after, investigated, and charged Republicans. She hasn't charged any Democrats to this point. Well, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this all plays out. So one of the things that we'll be watching is where the investigation goes, and in fact, whether any charges are going to be brought against her. Now, one of the other stories that I want to get into today's show, let's see, do we have enough time? Yeah, I think we do. Governor Whitmer issued some pardons and commutations. Now, this is kind of unusual because usually it's not done until her last year in office. Well, this past Thursday, before Independence Day, Governor Gretchen Whitmer pardoned three former Michigan prisoners and commuted the sentences of four people sentenced to life without parole for murder. Among those who were sentenced, who were commuted, which does not nullify the underlying conviction, is Jamie Mead. Jamie Mead was sentenced to life without parole as an accomplice to a crime that occurred back when he was 19 years old. Wayne County Circuit Court Judge Sharon Finch, who presided over Mead's trial and sentenced him back in 1993, wrote a letter in 2020 to the Michigan Parole Board. This was 20 years after she retired from the bench. I have never forgotten this case because the outcome troubled me. The law we served, yes, we did. However, fundamental fairness was not served. Finch wrote, noting that this was the first time she'd ever written a letter to the parole board on behalf of an inmate. Mead, now 51, Finch said, was young and acted stupidly and impulsively. He was convicted of first-degree felony murder as an accomplice to a 1993 robbery that turned into a shooting. His co-defendant actually pulled the trigger while Mead walked away with a bag of marijuana for which he had not paid for. Mead's co-defendant was released from prison more than 17 years ago. Okay, so let's get this straight. The guy who actually pulled the trigger was released 17 years ago. And this guy still sits in prison. Meade, while in prison, earned a bachelor's degree in interdisciplinary studies and began pursuing a master's degree from Adams State University, as well as a master's of divinity from the Chicago Theological Seminary, with his goal of becoming an ordained minister. Since becoming governor, Whitmer has commuted sentences of 41 inmates and given pardons to 12 people, including those that she did last Thursday. Of the five governors prior to Whitmer, Democrat Governor Jennifer Granholm granted the most, 180 commutations between 2003 and 2011. Previous Democrat Governor James Blanchard only granted six. This is all according to the Michigan Department of Corrections information. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, former Governor Milliken granted 95 commutations, where then-Governors John Engler and then-Rick Snyder each granted 32. A pardon sets aside a conviction, allowing the individual to move forward without the offense being listed on their record, while a commutation reduces an individual's sentence to a specified term, thereby making them eligible for parole consideration and subsequent release consistent with state laws. But it does not nullify the underlying conviction. To receive a pardon or a commutation, an individual must file an application with the Michigan Parole Board, where each case is reviewed individually. Once an application has met the criteria for recommendation, it is then sent to the governor's office for review and a final determination. So, kind of interesting that she chose to do this year. Could it lead to possibly more next year? Most likely, probably yes. And if you look at the numbers, she is way behind Jennifer Granholm. If she's going to come anywhere close to Granholm's numbers, she's going to have to pardon or commute a lot of sentences next year. We'll see where this goes. Probably not, but we'll see. Granholm looks like she's pretty much in the lead for the 8 years she was governor between 2003 and 2011. One last little quick note. Just got a news alert on my cell phone from MERS News Service. Possible school budget deal. We'll get into that after the bottom of the hour news break. Hour number three's last half hour. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.